Special Envoy to the Prime Minister of Barbados on Investment and Financial Services, Professor Avinash Prasad, is breathing a sigh of relief at the latest rating that this country has had from Moody's Investors Service. It has decided not to downgrade Barbados' credit rating. He admits that given all that the country has gone through recently with COVID, the ash fall, and more recently the damage caused by Hurricane Elsa, he was a bit nervous when the ratings agency came to assess Barbados.
It would not be a spin to say that they have given a vote of confidence in the resilience of Barbadian people, that they've been able to deal with these crises and the resilience of the government and its plan. So I was a bit nervous that sitting in their head office, looking at this country being whacked by these different natural disasters, that they would play it safe and say, look, you know, we've got to put this on a negative watch. That would have been the thing we were worried about, because that would have made investors then nervous.
Professor Prasad says Barbados has been able to adjust its long-term plans to the satisfaction of the IMF and others.
It's meant we've had to shift back by 2 years when we would hit our debt targets. To get debt back down again to around the 60% mark, if you remember, went up to as high as 180%, just shy of that in 2000 and just before 2018. So it's a vote of confidence in the resilience. It's a vote of confidence in the plan and its adjustability. And what that means is that investors are themselves going to be reassured. And one way in which you see that reassurance is the price of our bonds trading in the international market and the yield that they need in order to buy those bonds. The more that they are worried about us and they believe we can't really fulfill our objectives, the yield will go up. They would need more money to compensate them. So back in 2017, Barbados had to borrow at rates like 11%. Well, the moment we're borrowing, the bonds have actually been trading very well. They've actually gone above 100, and the yield has fallen below 6.5%, which is another sign of confidence. And this latest affirmation of our rating will support that and probably see a continued decline in yields, which will make it easier for us to breathe. Because it means the cost of servicing the debt that we've had to build up with all of the things we've been hit by will be cheaper.
But there are those who believe that Barbados has had to borrow too much money to cope with the crisis.
Well, what is the alternative to Barbados borrowing money? It is unemployment. So, you know, if you look at how we've responded to COVID, so we have lost probably $1 billion of revenues. So, if we did not borrow money, how do you save $1 billion of revenues? You would have to send home thousands of people, and our social fabric, our society would have been ruined, torn apart. So I don't understand that. I mean, no one can say you shouldn't borrow money without what their alternative plan is. How do you deal with $1 billion? So you need $1 billion. And you do that partly through savings, but you can't save $1 billion very easily. So you have to do some savings, which we did, and some reprioritization, which we did. But then you also need to borrow some money. And the key is borrowing money cheaply. And we've borrowed money at interest rates that range from 1% up to around 4%. If you start borrowing money at 11%, like we were doing in 2017, then the problem is that borrowing just becomes unsustainable. It spirals out of control. The key is to borrow at interest rates that are less than your long-run growth rate. And at 11%, that was not the case. That's why we're in the mess we were in. But at 1% to 4%, we can grow at above the average of that.
Professor Avinash Prasad on Sagicor's Early Business.
Sagicor General presents 3 simple steps for treating general insurance dysfunction. Research shows that 1 in 5 individuals has an insurance policy that suffers this ailment. Here are 3 steps for early treatment. 1. Admit that your policy has a problem. 2. Talk to a professional. General insurance dysfunction is a serious non-medical condition which requires urgent intervention. 3. Choose a Sagicor General Insurance policy. You deserve better insurance. Call Sagicor General Insurance at 431-2800 or contact your Sagicor agent or insurance broker today.